So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Shavuos HaEdus Ketzad. How does one become liable for Shavuos HaEdus? Amar l'shnayim bayu v'hiduni. If a person told two Edim to come testify on his behalf, and the Edim made a Shavu and said, Shavuos she'ein onu yodin l'cha Edus. We swear that we do not know a testimony for you. Or, even if the Edim did not actually make a Shavu, but rather the Baal Din adjured the Edim, and they accepted his Shavu. For example, the Edim told the Baal Din, ein onu yodin l'cha Edus. And the Baal Din told them, Mashbi'a ni'aleichem v'amru amen. I place a Shavuah upon you that you are telling the truth. To which the Edom responded, Amen. The Edom are liable for a carbon oil of a yerid because Amen is an acceptance of the Shavuah. As Rashi adds, however, if after the Baal Din made the Shavuah, the Edom kept quiet, they are pater because they did not accept the Shavuah. The Mishnah proceeds with examples of the following halachas. Shavuah chutz lebezn. The Edom are liable even if the Teveah made the Shavuah outside bezn. However, kfira bevezdin, the Edom must make the kfira inside bezdin. Hishbi'a leim chamesh pa'am chutz lebezdin. If the Teveah made five shvuas for the Edom while they were outside bezdin, and the Edom made a kfira outside bezdin, it depends. Ubo lebezdin v'haydu peturin. If the Edom then came inside bezdin and admitted that they do know the Edus, they are pater from a carbon because their initial kfira was outside bezdin. However, kafru chayav na kolachas v'achas. If the Edom then came inside Bezdin and again denied that they know the Edus, they're liable for five Kabbanas, one for each Shavuah, because their Kfira was inside Bezdin, and the Kfira takes effect on all five Shavuahs. However, Hishbi'a lein hei pam mifnei Bezdin, v'kafru in chayovin ela achas. If the Teveah made the five Shavuahs inside Bezdin and the Edom denied that they know the Edus, they're liable only for one carbon for the first Shavuah. As Reb Shimon explains, ma tam, hoil v'ein mechayim lachzeru l'haydus. Once the Edom are kafir in Bezdin, they can no longer retract and testify because kivin shehiget shuvein achayzer magid. Once Edom testified in Bezdin, they cannot testify again on the same matter. Therefore, kol hashvuos hayu lebatala chutz min harishayna. The kafir took effect only on the first shvuah when the Edom were still able to testify, but not on the other four shvuahs, because at that point the Edom were no longer able to testify. And the Gemara explains the source for kafir bevezdin. The kfir must be made inside Bezdin because the pasuk states, "Im lo yagid v'nasa avayne." The word yagid teaches lo yamarta l'chayel b'makim she'ilo magid zeh mischayev zeh mamen. The Edom are chayev for shvuos ha'edus only if the kfir was inside Bezdin, where their testimony would be accepted. But nevertheless, shvu chutz lebezdin. The Teveah can make the shvu even outside Bezdin because the brisa derives from the pasuk b'hu yad v'ashem la'achas me'ela. The word la'achas teaches l'chayev v'kol achas v'achas. The Edom can be liable for multiple kabanas, one for each Shavuah, and this can only be if the Shavuahs were made outside Bezdin. But if the Shavuahs were made inside Bezdin, the Edom are only chayiv for the first Shavuah, as the Mishnah explains, Hol v'ein mechayim lachzer ulahaydis. Therefore, Shavuah chutz lebezdin, kfir bebezdin. The Mishnah continues, Kafr shneim ke'echad, shneim chayavin. If the two Edom denied it simultaneously, each Ed becomes liable for a carbon oil of yared, because each Ed was able to testify together with the other, and as the Gemara explains, kafr ke'echad would be possible, either according to Rabbi Yisak Lili, who holds Efshel Tzamtzim, we can calculate the exact moment, or even according to the Chacham, who hold Efshel Tzamtzim, they cannot calculate the exact moment. The Mishnah refers to kuvencher kafr kol echad ve'echad tech diburi shel chaveri, and tech kedei deeper kedibur dami. The second aid made his kfira right after the first aid within the time that it takes to greet someone. The Mishnah continues, however, kafir b'zeh zeh, harishin chayiv asheni pater. If the two aidim were kafir one after the other, only the first aid is chayiv because he was able to testify together with the second aid. But the second aid is pater because since the first aid became disqualified through his kfira, the second aid was no longer able to testify on his own without the first aid. The Gemara concludes that the Mishnah is actually a machlokes in the following brisa. Mashbi'a eid echad pater, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, mechayev. If the Teveah adjured a single aid whose testimony can only obligate the nitva to make a shvuah, but it cannot obligate the nitva to pay, the Chacham hold that the eid echad is pater from a carbon, while Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon holds that the eid echad is chayev in a carbon. And accordingly, our Mishnah that says Rashi'ni pater, even though he can still testify for a shvuah, concurs only with the Chacham. The Gemara now elaborates on this machlekes. As the Gemara later explains, in a kasa medabel b'tfias mamon, the Edom are liable for a carbon only if they made a kfir for an edus on a monetary claim. And the kula alme eid echad ki asa l'shvua kasi, all agree that an eid echad's testimony can only obligate the defendant in a shvua, but cannot extract money. And the machlekes is as follows. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds, mashbi eid echad chayev because he holds, davagim l'mamon k'mamon dami. Since an Eid Echad's testimony could possibly cause Mammon, for if the Nitva decides not to swear he must pay the Teveah, the Eidus is considered for Mammon. While the Chacham hold Meshbi Eilechad Pater because they hold Devar Gimel Mammon Lavka Mammon Dami. An Aedus that only possibly causes Mammon is not considered Mammon. The Gemara proceeds with Abai, who applies the following five cases to the Machlekes of Meshbi Eid Echad. Hakol Moidim Be'ed Seita, Hakol Moidim Be'ed Seita, Umachlekes Be'ed Seita, Hakol Moidim Be'ed Echad, Hakol Moidim Be'ed Shekeneg De Chashar Al Ashvoa. To explain the first three that apply to Seita, we must review the three types of Aedus regarding Seita. First, Eide Kinoi. Two Eidim testify that the husband warned his wife not to be secluded with the suspected person. Then, Eide Stira. Two Eidim testify that the wife was secluded with that person. She now becomes a Seita who is obligated to drink the Mayim HaMa'orim, and if she refuses to drink, she loses her Ksuba, which is Mammon. Eide Tuma. If after Kinoi Stira, even one Eid testifies that the wife was Mezana with that person, she does not drink Mayim HaMa'orim, and she automatically loses her Ksuba. Now, Abaya says as follows. All agree that if an Eid Tuma made a false Shvur to Eidus, denying that he knows Eidus, he is liable for a carbon because his Eidus alone can cause her to lose her Ksuba, which is Mammon. All agree that if the Eid Kinoi made a false Shvur to Eidus, they are not liable for a carbon because they have a garm de garm. Their Eidus alone cannot cause her to lose her Ksuba because Eidus Stira is still required. And they disagree if the Eidus Stira made a false Shvur to Eidus. Blazer Reb Shimon holds, they're chayiv because since their Eidus can possibly cause her to lose her Ksuba, if she decides not to drink the Mayim HaMa'orim, it is considered Mammon. While the Chacham hold, they're pater because since their Eidus only caused a possible Mammon, it is not considered Mammon. Hakol moidim be'eid echad Reb Abba dechayiv. All agree that if the Eid Echad in the case of Reb Abba made a false Shvur to Eidus, he's liable for a carbon because his Eidus causes Mammon. This refers to the well-known case of Naschad Reb Abba in Masechta Bava Basra, which is a case of Mechuyiv Shvua Ve'in Yachad Lishava. V'chal Mechuyiv Shvua Ve'in Yachad Lishava Meshalom. He must pay because he cannot utilize the Shvua, which would exempt him from payment. Hakol Moidim Be'ed Shekenegdei Chashar Al Shvua. This refers to a case where both sides are suspected of swearing falsely. Therefore, Chazar Shvua LeMechuyiv La U'mitoich She'en Yachad Lishava Meshalom. The Mishnah concludes as follows. Ho Yishtei Kiti Eidim. If there are two sets of Eidim on the same testimony, and first set was Kaifer and then the second set was Kaifer, both sets are liable because each set can testify without the other set. The Gemara asks, only the second set should be liable because at the time of their Kfira, the first set was not able to testify, and their Kfira caused a loss of Mammon. But the first set should not be liable because at the time of their kefira, the second set was still able to testify, and their kefira did not cause a loss of mammon. Therefore, the Gemara explains, at the time of the first set's kefira, the second set was not able to testify because they were related through their wives. But then their wives died, and they became eligible to testify. And even though at the time of the first kefira, the wives were already in the process of dying, we do not assume that they are sure to die, and since the second set is not able to testify, their kfira caused a loss of mammon.